Okay. Thick sour milk that people used to keep on hand is called
clabber.
Okay. And what do you make out of clabber?
Cheese.
Okay. Any particular kind of cheese? Or anything else besides just plain cheese? Anything else?
Can't think of the name of it.
Okay, what about lumpy stuff that's white?
Yeah, I know what you mean. People use it when they're on a diet a lot.
Yeah.
I can't think of those words for that.
Okay.
I know that, but I...
Okay, would you ever call it sour milk cheese or homemade cheese or smear case or smear cheese or cottage cheese or pot cheese?
Cottage cheese, that's what I was trying to think of a while ago. Why don't you say house?
Used to be when they milked cows, there might be old little hairs in it and stuff, and so they'd have to do what?
Strain the milk.
Okay. Oh yeah, something, what do you call something that's kind of like a fruit pie, like it has several layers of apple and dough and apples and dough. Yeah. What'd you call it?
Cobbler.
Okay, do you have any other names for it?
No.
Okay. If somebody has a good appetite, you might say, he sure does like to put away his...
food.
Okay. And what would you call milk or cream that's mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over pie? Okay.
That sounds like starting out of eggnog. You said
yeah. Food taken between regular meals you call?
Snacks.
Okay. Is that a small or large quantity?
Small quantity.
Okay. You might say, tomorrow I will what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
Eat.
Okay. And yesterday at that time I had already?
Eaten.
And last week I what?
Ate.
Okay. Say you wanted some coffee and there wasn't any ready, you'd have to go...
Make some coffee.
I'm sorry, what?
Make some coffee.
Okay. What do you drink when you're just plain thirsty?
Water.
Okay, and you usually drink it out of a...
glass.
Okay. And you might say the glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
You might say, I didn't mean to...
drop it.
And...
break it.
Okay. But someone has what?
Broken their glass.
Okay. You might say, we sure do what? A lot of water.
We sure drink a lot of water.
Okay. And if I ask you how much did you drink, you might say, I what? A lot of it.
Yeah, I drank a lot of it.
Okay. And then you might ask me, how much have you?
Drunk.
Okay. And if dinner's on the table and the family's all standing around waiting to begin, what would you say to them? They're all standing.
Dinner's on.
Okay. And then you might say...
dinner's ready.
So go ahead and...
sit down.
Okay. And if you had company for dinner, would you say anything different? Would you say about the same thing?
About the same thing.
Okay. If somebody comes into the dining room and you don't want them to have to stand up, you'd say, won't
have
you...
have a seat. Won't okay. you have a seat?
Okay. And so then, if this happened yesterday, you'd say, yesterday he what and began to eat?
He sat.
Okay. And no one else was standing. They had all...
been seated.
Okay. Or had all...
they were all sitting.
Or, okay, or had already what down?
Sit down.
Okay. If you want somebody not to wait until potatoes are passed, you might...